one of the control buttons by the driver's hand. The dash was a mass of flickering lights, dials, and gauges. Ryan looked down at them.
You sure you can drive this?
Sure. Might take a while to get good at it. It's got a basic panel like Warwag 1 did. Think we ought to have the LMGs manned?
Ryan squinted ahead. All they could see was a wide highway covered in heaps of old dried leaves. It was lined by brick walls around 15 feet in height, topped with the rusted remnants of coils of razor wire.
Let's get to the top and see what we see. Then we'll see.
JB tapped down with his foot.
You had to make them in those days. Just press the starter and off she goes. Been sitting in that garage for 100 years, give or take, waiting for us.
Ryan had been scanning the controls, finding the row of switches that operated the tiny set cameras that were set into the front, back, and sides of the WAG. Their pictures piped into the rear compartment so that the soldiers could all see what was going on around them.
I confess that this bears precious little resemblance to the Chicago that I once knew.
JB pointed at a computer map showing on a green panel immediately in front of him.
It says Chicago on this, Doc.
Believe half of what you see and nothing of what you read.
Good one, Doc. You ready to move on out?
JB changed into first gear. Ryan nodded, bracing himself, as they began to roll up the incline.
The map show where we are?
There was a tiny red blip shimmering on the map, near the bottom right corner. JB gestured toward it.
Sure, that's us.
Ryan bent and stared at it.
Can't read it. Looks like ant writing.
Must be a mag button someplace.
Oh, yeah. Here. Can blow up any part of the grid bigger.
Ryan moved the cursor around, finding it difficult against the gentle rocking and rolling of the WAG, eventually succeeding in magnifying the part that showed the bright dot of crimson.
Lake Michigan behind us. Nah, more or less all about. We're on a kind of small island.
Mildred popped up behind them.
Wow. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from... Damn. I can't remember what comes after that.
Ryan concentrated on the comp graph map.
Looks like the redoubt was concealed under something called the Central District Filtration Plant. The main part of the city should lie more or less ahead of us.
I feel sick.
Ryan turned in his seat and looked at the newcomer. His face was pale, with a sheen of sweat across his forehead and cheeks.
You want to throw up, Brother Michael?
No. I shall draw upon my inner resources to heal myself.
Oh, I could do with some of that inner resource shit next time I get scalded and a gaudy drinker.
The WAG still rolled up the seemingly endless slope toward the bright sky.
Ambient temps just below 15.
JB checked yet another of the liquid crystal displays on the dashboard.
Looks like we're nearly out of the perimeter.
Can we have the machine guns manned, please?
Christy moved to the front blaster, and Mildred took the rear-mounted weapon. Doc climbed up and steadied himself on the starboard side of the vehicle, bracing his shoulder to the butt of the LMG.
Dad?
Yeah, boy?
I'll give it a real hot ace on the line, Dad.
Main thing is you keep the safety locked on until I tell you different.
Sure.
Don't get casual with me, Dean. You've been around long enough to know that if one of us screws up, then we can all get screwed up.
Yeah.
Ryan was still looking back at his son as he felt the tracks on the WAG shudder to a halt.
Dark night. Will you look at that?
Back in the interior of the vehicle, only Mildred spoke.
My God. Where's it gone? No, there's some mistake, John. Can't be Chicago. It can't be. I tell you, can't.
Ryan stared out through the windshield at the vista spread before them. The fingers of his right hand were tapping out a slow rhythm on his knee. It hadn't really occurred to him before that he'd never been close to Chicago. During the long years of riding with the trader, they'd always skirted around the southern end of the big lake. Oddly, he'd never thought to ask why. Now he knew. Out of habit, he glanced at the tiny rad counter fixed to his lapel, but it was shaded somewhere between the green and the yellow. At least they hadn't emerged into the middle of one of the diminishing number of hotspot regions in Deathlands.
Looks like a piece of charcoal, 20 miles by 10.
JB had never been known as a particularly imaginative man, given to picturesque images of the world. What he said seemed to Ryan to be the absolute simple truth. Most everything they could see was black. A landscape as dark as the wing of a raven, pitted and devastated. Mildred was on the edge of tears.
Where's it all gone? We sure that we're in the right place, John?
Comp map can't be wrong.
Chicago?
Mildred stood up and leaned a hand on Ryan's shoulder, peering dumbly out of the windshield.
Can I get out?
Brother Michael was fumbling with the locked doors at the back of the APC.
Nothing to see.
Look at the screens. See everything there, all four sides.
Behind them was the ramp and the high stone walls leading down toward the hidden redoubt. To left and right were patches of scrubby bushes, with glimpses of what seemed to be water glistening behind them. And ahead of the wag stretched the vast charred expanse of what had once been the Windy City.
Chicago, founded in the year of our Lord, 1673. The French priests, Fathers Joliet and Marquette, discovered the river that the Indians, were they the Algonquin, called Chicago. Place of wild onions, it meant. So the history books tell us.
Remember Carl Sandburg? He called it the hog butcher to the world. And Mrs. O'Leary's cow started the Great Fire? The Wonder Years of the Bears? I was here one January day with an uncle, an Episcopalian minister. Only time I ever heard him use a profanity. Said that the wind off the lake was like a whetted knife, and it made him feel colder than a well digger's ass.
I want to get out! These pictures in the boxes are a trick!
Open the rear doors. Can't do any harm. Scanners are all negative.
No place much for any hostiles to hide.
The armorer reached forward to operate the rear sector controls. The fresh, cold air surged into the APC, and the interior grew lighter.
Thank you!
The teenager scrambled eagerly out and walked a few paces on the narrow blacktop to the front of the wag. Hands on his hips, he took in lung-filling gulps of the morning air and stared out across the dreadful blasted wilderness. Ryan sat in contemplation, aware that Christy had moved to stand right behind him, her head close to his.
Some kind of massive incendiary missiles?
JB favored her with a rare, thin smile.
Sure wasn't neutron nuking, was it?
They'd all seen the odd phenomenon of centers of population hit by the more sophisticated Soviet weaponry during the shortest and last World War. Neutron missiles that would take out all life forms within 30 miles of Ground Zero, but would leave every building standing. The idea was that the winning armies would be able to invade and find much of their prize was still inhabitable, without any kind of lethal, lingering radiation. Great idea, except that the Americans and their allies also had neutron missiles. And nearly everyone was dead anyway. So there weren't any invading armies left. And nothing very much worth invading, anywhere in the world.
Kid's maybe not gonna make it. Shock's been too big for him to handle.
Could make it with our help.
Well built, good shoulders on him. He's triple quick.
Can't just let him wander off. Some gutter scum had slit his throat in the first hour.
The boy turned toward them, holding his hands out in a gesture of helplessness. The light wind was tugging at his black hair, rippling the hem of his long brown robe. Christy pushed past Dean, who was jumping out of the back of the wag, and walked across the ringing highway toward Brother Michael. From inside the vehicle, the rumble of the engine made it impossible to hear what was being said, but they could all see the woman, hair like living flames, leaning forward intently. Her hand gestured toward the midnight ruins of the city and back toward the watchers in the armored wag. The young oblate was listening, occasionally shaking his head and half turning away from her, then returning his eyes to hers.
I do not believe that any of you here can possibly begin to comprehend the madness that surges through that poor boy's brain.
Maybe we shouldn't have gone ahead with the trawling, Doc?
No, my dear John, I cannot agree with you on that. The apparatus had been set by other hands in other days. Science must step forward or it will atrophy and die. I would be the first to proselytize on its behalf, despite the scandalous results.
What's that proselytute word, Doc? You mean you've been with whores?
The men and women who worked on the Kronos Project might well have merited such a title, my dear Abraham. Indeed they did. But they... What were we discussing?
Whether we should have trawled the kid.
Ah, yes. If you will permit me a small play on words, I think time will tell.
We should have blown up the whole damned complex.
No, upon my... No, I think we should not.
Look, Christie's bringing him back.
JB pointed through the windshield. Ryan rolled down the op window on his side.
He still with us?
For the time being.